Two consulting firms hired by the state's Racing and Gaming Commission are both reporting that opening new casinos along the Highway 30 corridor in Cedar Rapids and in western Iowa's Jefferson would gobble profits from nearby casinos. The independent studies say a Cedar Rapids casino would generate a little more than $81 million 3 years from now, but as much as $66 million of that would come from Dan Keel's Riverside Casino south of Iowa City. One study shows Cedar Rapids taking 27% of Riverside's revenue. The other says Keel loses 42%. The gambling market specialists are also telling the Racing and Gaming Commission that a proposed Green County casino west of Ames would cannibalize most of its revenue from existing casinos, too. Cedar Rapids leaders have been calling their downtown proposal a unique urban casino for an underserved market. The Racing and Gaming Commission hears the consultants' reports at its meeting next week, visits Cedar Rapids April 3rd, and on April 17th votes on whether or not to grant Linn County's license. A vote on Jefferson's proposal comes later this summer. Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.